This update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The U.S. Senate has passed the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, which is a $925 billion bipartisan bill that includes key provisions from Michigan Senator Gary Peters. The bill funds upgrades at Selfridge Air National Guard Base and Camp Grayling, invests in new military technologies, and addresses PFAS contamination in Michigan communities. It also includes a 3.8% pay raise for service members and strengthens U.S. cybersecurity defense supply chains and partnerships with allies like Israel and Taiwan. The NDAA sets defense policy and modernizes the military to meet evolving global threats. And a fatal crash is under investigation in Kimball Township. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office says it happened just before 7:30 Saturday night on Smith Creek Road, west of Burns Road. Authorities say a 79-year-old man from Kimball Township was driving a tractor, pulling a hay wagon with five people on board, when it was then hit from behind by a Buick Regale driven by a 44-year-old man, also from Kimball Township. Deputies say the tractor did not have proper lights or a slow-moving vehicle sign. One passenger, an 85-year-old woman from Kimball Township, died at the hospital. The tractor driver remains in critical condition. Others on the wagon were treated for various injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Accident Investigation Team is continuing to look into this crash. We'll be right back with your news. First, here's a message from our sponsors at Kohler Propane.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The popularity of short-term rentals continues to grow, and more communities are working on regulating them. In Lapeer County, Imlay City is the latest municipality to begin drafting rules to allow and govern short-term rentals. At Tuesday's City Commission meeting, officials held the first reading of a proposed ordinance that would establish regulations for these properties. The plan would limit the number of short-term rentals in the city to just five. Other requirements include adequate parking, location restrictions, and special land use permits. The proposal will need a second reading and a final vote before it can be adopted. And hey kids, Jack the Great Pumpkin wants to hear from you. You can write a letter to Jack Lantern telling him what you love about Halloween and what your plans are, and Jack will write you back. Drop your letters in Jack's special mailbox inside Lee Village Market in downtown Elkton. Be sure to include your return address, though no postage is needed. Letters must be dropped off by October 25th. And the Huron County Health Department is partnering with Huron Behavioral Health to offer a special 24-hour sharps disposal program. Residents can safely drop off used needles, syringes, lancets, and other sharp objects at the health department, located at 1142 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. The program aims to reduce the risk of needle stick injuries and contamination from improperly disposed sharps. Items should be brought in sealed medical or heavy plastic containers, for example, an empty detergent bottle with tape around it. Sharps in milk jugs, juice bottles, bags, or boxes will not be accepted, and sharps items should never be placed in the trash. And we have one obituary for this hour. Donald C. Stern, 69 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10, 2025 at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family by his side. Donald was born on June 18, 1956 in Bad Axe. Visitation for Donald will be held on Wednesday, October 15, 2025 from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. A fireman's service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in care of Terry Orban. Condolences may be shared with the family at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. And we also got some precise weather coming up, so stay tuned.